Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. Business update with Gulish Mfupi on kaya959.
She brings you Kaya Biz, Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. Google, we've spoken about the South African security industry, private security to be specific, and how it is now, unfortunately, more forceful or better equipped than the South African force. So if you're just talking about SAPS, there are more private security people in SAPS. There's regulation that's looking to be introduced that may somewhat change that. Tell us about it.
Yep, they look to be tightening a few controls here. And just for context around the contribution of the private security industry. Let's put it at about 50 billion rand annually, and of course, a significant contributor to employment. I'm hoping the line is better now. Let's hope.
It keeps dropping. I don't know what's going on.
Okay, we started. But let me tell you about the proposals, and hopefully we'll be able to get through the story. Ultimately, there's a wave of criticism around proposed amendments to the private security industry regulations, and this is largely an attempt by government to actually tighten the levels of controls when it comes to firearms, the availability of ammunition, which might be limited, and of course, making sure that there's ongoing and consistent psychometric tests of those who actually play within that space. Now, members of the private security industry have come forward to say this could affect the growth and the current sustainability of key players in this space, purely because the rules and regulations just aim to tighten controls that are necessary in order for them to run their businesses. From what we understand, this could potentially be challenged in court. There has been a bit of a back and forth between various stakeholders currently as they're engaging. But hopefully there will be positive outcomes that do see an alignment between government rules and regulations, but together with providing the necessary growth and environment for the private sector industry to grow, as it is a significant contributor to our economy at around 50
right? It's very, very significant, because if the S&P 500 falls more than 4% again today, that will be the first time since the Great Depression that that has happened. And it's looking very likely that it's going to happen, because if you look at the pre-trade, if you look at what happened in Asian markets, for sure, the U.S. is not going to be spared.
100%. And that's actually the numbers we've been looking at this morning. What we do see is that stocks continue to plunge in Asia. And that's actually a key indicator of the fact that it's just a continuation of the calamity we witnessed last week. I'm glad that you referenced some of these key points and indicators, because the slump in the U.S. equity space is of significance. It might not necessarily impact us directly from a day-to-day movement as South Africans, but ultimately, our pension funds and other portfolios do have exposure to many of these markets. So much so, you might recall just a few years ago when we saw the rise of the Magnificent Seven, many South Africans, including retail investors, you and I, in our individual capacity, had the capacity and ability to actually take more of our money offshore. So it does bring about some ongoing concerns. It's not boding well for business confidence at the moment. There's a few business leaders within the U.S. who have actually said that the likes of Donald Trump are losing the confidence of business leaders and executives. And ultimately, this does bring about some difficult decisions that need to be made by executive teams with regard to where they place their investments, how they move over the next 4 years, and most importantly, the impact that their businesses will have on the consumer, largely the American consumer, who's already feeling the pinch in terms of heightened cost of living and expectations that that's likely going to worsen. So it's not good at all. And I think we will be talking about Trump for quite some time when it comes to the markets and the business fallout, especially in terms of confidence, but a potential recession that might be looming in the U.S. and potentially globally.
Tell us about the markets that affect us. How are those looking?
Well, the JSE All Share Index, unfortunately, has pulled back over the last few days, significantly so. Friday was probably the worst decline that we saw. We'll now open up from 81,553 points on the JSE All Share Index. To give you some context, just well over a week and a half ago, we were actually touching all-time highs at 90,000 points. So we've really pulled back and seen significant losses in the last 3 days of last week. This week is not anticipated to be any better. Rand-wise, we're feeling the pinch there too. We've officially breached that 19 level on Friday, now trading at 19.22 to the US dollar, 24.82 to the pound, and 21.13 against the euro. In terms of gold, that price appears to be quite steady and will likely continue to see investment, as it is a safe haven asset, now at $3,038 per fine ounce.
Thank you very much. She brings you Kaya Biz, Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m.
Business update with Gulet and Fupi on Kaya 959. If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.